Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Well, hey, everyone. It's great to have you with us today. Grab your Bibles and turn to Isaiah 51. Here we are in the year of growth on every front. It's the God word for our church. It's the God word for your life. We're really believing for just such a sense of expansion and stretching and just a real fulfillment of God's plan and purpose and promise for your life. Isaiah 54, it says, "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who are never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants' way will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." The first faith step for this barren woman was enlarge the place of your tent. And I've spoken about this in recent weeks, the enlarging of our capacity at a personal level, the stretch and the growth that ultimately is required for us to contain and hold on to and receive the great promise that God has for us. As a church, we are in a transition season, enlarging, stretching, going to new places ultimately, so that God's will, God's promise can move right throughout our church. And the sense of capacity, it is very challenging, it's very stretching, but ultimately it leads to great things, because as we trust God with growth, as we trust God with stretch, we are trusting God for His promise. Now, today, as we talk about enlarging, as we talk about our capacity, as we talk about our stretching, we are ultimately, for a moment, talking about in that stretch, creating empty space. This barren woman, she had a small tent, and it was a tent that was perfectly suited to her and her husband and no kids. Her and her husband, the rooms they needed, a bedroom, maybe a guest room, maybe a living room, maybe a kitchen, whatever it was. But it was a situation that suited what they had right now. And God says, I'm going to give you many, many children. I want you to start expanding your tent to get ready. And so they went through the tent renovation process. They stretched, they grew, they enlarged the tent. And for a season, I would say for at least 9 months, probably longer, but at least 9 months, there was a whole lot of empty space. The faith journey, the faith response, the believing God wasn't received straight away. And for a season, this barren woman and her husband had to deal with emptiness, had to deal with this sense of space and emptiness and margin and void, and were living with the pressure that emptiness presents. This was a season of emptiness. This was a season of pause. This was a season of waiting. And this was a season of not filling it up themselves, but saying, God, we're going to create the space. And God, we're not going to fill it. We're creating space for you to fill. Today, I want to speak about the idea of creating space and trusting God to fill it up. I don't know about you, but if I've got empty space in my life, if I've got some margin in an area of my life, I feel the pressure or the responsibility or maybe just the habit of filling it up. If I get an extra hour off in my day, I'll fill it up with another meeting. It's immediately booked up. If I get a spare $200 in my budget, I'll immediately spend it or have a plan for it. If I find some extra energy, I get out of bed with an extra spring in my step, I'll immediately find something to use that energy on. If I get some emptiness, I spend it. If I get some emptiness, I fill it up. If I had empty room in my life, if I had empty room in my tent like this barren woman, I would feel such a tendency to fill it up. In our lives, emptiness is very confronting because it is an entire trust and surrender of control. You know, we like to fill it up ultimately because we like to be in control. We like to fill it up ultimately so our plans come to pass, where God is saying emptiness is actually a huge step of faith, because I'll fill it up, God says, in the time that I want, in the way that I want, so emptiness can actually be huge faith demonstrations. God says, create space, barren woman, and let me fill it. Let me bring the supernatural opportunity. Let me bring the supernatural provision. Let me bring the supernatural timing, rather than you and your husband just doing what you think is best. So today I want to speak about this, creating space, creating margin, creating stretch, but then resting and being okay with a season of emptiness and actually finding the great faith in those waiting moments and letting God do what only God can do. Number one, space means stretch. Everyone say stretch. Space means stretch. Hey, this is an uncomfortable truth for our lives, but as big as our tents may be, as great as our lives may be, our tents can get bigger. God is unlimited. God has limitless resources, limitless money, limitless provision, limitless relationships, an unlimited scale and scope to His promise for your life. It is bigger than you and I could ever, ever, ever imagine. So there is no tent that we can finally build that is big enough. There's always room to grow. We can always stretch our capacity. And to have more space means to have more stretch. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could all ask or even imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. According to His power that is within us, no matter how vast and big we could ask or imagine, God still needs more. God has more promise for our space. God has more promise for our capacity. And so there is no point that we have arrived. So to have space means to have stretch. There is no way, God, I can grow that big. There is no way, God, that I can give that much. There is no way, God, that I can care that much. And God says, with my power at work within you, you can get bigger. With my power at work within you, Ephesians says, your capacity can grow. Let this never be a striving message. You have to grow bigger. You should grow bigger. That's religion. That's not what God wants for us to, from the outside in, behavior our way into larger capacity. Ephesians says it's actually His work on the inside of us, ministering and transforming our souls, our minds, our emotions, our dreams, our hopes, our fears, our wounds, our offenses, everything about us. As His power does something in us, our capacities grow. That's why it's never, God, I have to, never, God, I should, never, God, I'm obliged to, but actually from His work in us, all of our tents can go through a stretching process to get bigger. If you are feeling stretched right now, let it be a God thing. If you feel stretched in your career, in your faith, in your relationships, in some aspect of life, continue to bring God into your heart as you journey that. Let this be a power in me process, because every time God does something in you, it's ultimately so that He can do something through you. Space means stretch. Number two, space means sealer. Selah is a word that we read right throughout the Bible, particularly in Psalms, where there is something profound, some incredible truth about God that is revealed and is followed by Selah. It literally means pause and meditate. In other words, pause and really dwell on this. Don't just dismiss it. Don't just float on by it, but pause and reflect. This barren woman, even if she'd got pregnant with this baby promise the night she received that promise, she had at least 9 months of waiting. At least 9 months before this empty tent that she'd started to renovate and enlarge had another person running around in it. And in our lives, stretching and space also involves Selah. Well, I grew up playing music, and at school did music, at uni did music, and it's always been something that I'm particularly passionate about. And with all the principles and concepts in music, one of the concepts is literally the term Selah. When I was at school, it's super cool, I know, but I was part of our school orchestra and I was in the percussion section and played piano and was part of this. And in the orchestra, one of the most important people is the conductor. The person who up the front faces everyone, and they have so much power, way too much power if you ask me. But they make sure that everyone plays at the right time and the right volume, at the right tempo, right speed, and they make sure that everyone works together. But then every now and then in a piece of music, the orchestra will arrive at a symbol on their music page, and it's the symbol of Selah. And it literally means pause at the discretion of the conductor. Every time this piece of music is performed with an orchestra anywhere around the world, that pause, that Selah moment is different. For a certain conductor, the reverberations in the room, the audience, the tempo that's been played, the people involved, it might require a slightly shorter pause. For certain places, auditoriums, spaces, it might require a longer pause, but everyone trusts that the conductor knows what length pause is needed for this moment. The same thing is with space. We create empty space, and rather than rushing to fill it, we say, God, we're not going to rush. God, we're not going to take over control. God, we're not going to push. We're not going to manufacture. We're not going to strive and stress and take on a burden. We're not called to carry. God, we're going to create the space. And then in our day, in our budget, in our thoughts, in our prayers, whatever space we've created, we are waiting for you, our conductor, to say it is time. In your life, if you're a high-performance person, if you're a doer, maybe you're a worrier, we struggle with Selah. We struggle to truly have a deep sense of calm and trust and Selah. Selah is a massive step of faith because it's trusting God with the timing. The Word says to us, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, you will reap a harvest. Do not grow weary in doing good, creating space, obedient faith. For the proper time, you'll reap a harvest, the big promise. In the middle of that, between sowing and reaping, is waiting, selahing, pausing, dealing with emptiness, letting space be there. If you're in a season where you feel like there is margin and space and waiting, I remind you what the Word says about the power of Selah. Selah is faith in action. Selah says, God, I will trust you to do it when it is best. So number one, space means stretch. Number two, space means Selah. And number three, space means seed. See, creating capacity, creating space, you and I know that for this barren woman, it was a stretch and it took sacrifice and it took sowing. This was not a happy-go-lucky week on the block and it was all, you know, all a great show for her. There was a lot of confronting emotion, barrenness, trusting God, looking at her situation, looking at how she spent her money, looking at her language. Everything about her life was confronted by responding with creating stretch, and it took sacrifice and it took sowing. And in our lives, when God asks us to stretch and create space, it is a way of sowing seed that we will reap in the future. I want to read you a passage we've read a lot over the last couple of years as a church in 2 Corinthians 9, and I want to read it in the context of creating emptiness, creating space. 2 Corinthians 9, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Whoever is bold in creating space goes through the process of sowing boldly to create the space for God to do something will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly. Look at this. He will fill up your space so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. In other words, you can't outgive God. You can't create space that God won't fill. Now, he who supplies seed to sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. You cannot create too much space for God. You can't be so bold in sowing and creating space for God to do something that you catch God by surprise and goes, oh dear, I've only got enough promise to fill up half this space. What am I going to do? They've created that much financial space. They've created that much time space. They've created that much thought space. Oh dear, I don't have enough promise to fill up this person's life. No, no, he loves you so much and has so much promise that he always, always, always has too much harvest for the space that you and I have created. But let's remember that creating space takes enormous levels of faith and sowing seed and sacrifice. And if you are in that season right now in your work, your church, your marriage, your parenting, your health, whatever aspect of life it is, keep sowing that seed, because when you sow it, you are creating space. All of us could keep it comfortable, play it safe, keep a small tent for us and our husband, and that's all the space in our tent that we need. And then we will miss out on the generational blessing that God has for us. Or we can respond and enlarge the place of our tent and be bold. My prayer is that each one of us, and as a church, would go through the stretch and create space and margin in our lives. And of course, all of this I've said a few times today, it's never about striving. It's never about forcing. It's never about manufacturing. It all flows from God. If you need Jesus in your heart this season, if you need Jesus in your heart and God's saying, look, you've been trying so hard to create space and margin and promise and plan and purpose and dealing with stuff. You've been trying to do that all on your own and you know you're falling up short. That is sin, that is shame, that is a mess, and that's the very reason you need Jesus. Jesus doesn't come to condemn. Jesus doesn't come to point out our problems. Jesus doesn't come to show us how we've fallen short. Jesus comes to lift us up, love us, and embrace us. And if you need Jesus in your life, I want to pray for you today. Lord, I pray for those people who need Jesus in their heart. I thank you that your grace is enough, your love and your purpose and your strength is available today. And I thank you, Lord, as they begin their faith journey, that you may open their hearts up to an incredible future with you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. For us all, keep stretching, keep growing, keep creating empty space, and God's promise will fill it up in the proper time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts, videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resource. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.